years have gone by, and humanity is steadily declining. Our world is dying. Our connection to each other is dying. We are dying. And we are doing it to ourselves. Mysteriously, the human race has abandoned good morals and ideas that once held our universe together. And now, we have just discovered our enemy. Our intelligence division calls it the Darkness Virus. Our only guide is an intelligence AI called Mother. But are we too late? Are we forced to repeat the future again?
Welcome, team and survivors of the Darkness Virus. You may call me Mother. An observation about the physical, spatial structures of the limited humana singularities has been observed. The question has been asked, how does the arrangement of the spatial structure affect the mind and emotional complex of the limited humana singularity? Mother has decided to allow the Navi and L1 to work on information dissemination due to their opposing dynamic structure. Shields up. You now have a limited time to transmit to the DKV resistance. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
And welcome again to one of our exciting shows called, well, SO Life, but today is TV Soul Night, which stands for, well, the bright side of life. TB Soul. With me today is L1. L1, what a great topic we have today. I'm pretty excited about it, if I don't mind, you know, saying that. And I guess Mother is ready for this topic and she wants us to discuss it.
Oh, yeah. I figured, absolutely. I mean, I figured you'd be especially excited to talk about this topic because this kind of seems to be, I would say, your pet peeve.
My pet
peeve.
Yes, it is my pet
peeve. If a walk-in could ever have a pet peeve, I think it would be this. So, this is a TB Soul Brain Snacks. Cluttered room, cluttered mind.
Man, I can say so much about that. I can write a book about it. And you know who else can write a book about it? That's right. It's El Cuco. He knows. He's hiding in that rubble behind that desk. He's hiding in the kitchen behind all those crumbs you left behind. And he's hiding behind that fridge. You know when that food starts to move on its own? That's El Cuco out there. I know it is. All right, El Cuco, simmer down now.
Wow, it gives a whole new meaning to the word, the food's gone bad.
It's bad food in the thing. But before we begin, let's go ahead and get a little serious about this stuff. But I think I really like it. L1, you got some wonderful announcements to make?
All right. First of all, welcome, team and survivors of the Darkness Virus. Now, Become the Source is actually a self-sponsored broadcast assisting you to find your way through life. It just so happens that this Brain Snacks is also self-sponsored, which is made possible by the Dynexum Project. Now, the Dynexum Project helps individuals in social media create multiple streams of income doing what they do best, and that's promoting their content. So for free information, you can visit www.becomethesource.com. And to listeners of this broadcast, you can actually get cash back on just about anything that you need or that you want from your favorite store and even try something new, and all from the convenience and safety of doing it online. Just visit our link. That's shopping.becomethesource.com. Shopping, S-H-O-P-P-I-N-G. Shopping.becomethesource.com. Remember, your purchases will directly contribute to BTS and all of the projects. And so, welcome aboard. You're now part of the resistance.
Okay. Viva la resistance!
All right, a quick FDA disclaimer. First of all, if we mention any health products or advice, the statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and are for educational purposes only. Now, the products and the services that we do mention are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always consult with your physician before beginning any diet and exercise program. I could definitely use that OPC B complex, not the B complex and the OPC 3. Those are both isotonics products.
Those combined are really good. I can see why you create them that way. You know, there's some good stories behind
pygnogenol?
No, polygomeric proanthocyanidin.
That's pygnogenol.
It is. Anyway. I wanted to be scientific about it. I want people thinking that I'm just saying things out there just to be saying because I'm ignorant. No way. I'm smart. So, quite seriously, that pig nodule really has changed my life. I expect if you want to know more information about that, hit me up, you know, click below, say hello, ask your questions. And if you're a little shy, which you should be nowadays, send me an email. Send me an email at aftermath@becomethesource.com. We'll answer it for you. So L1, this is a really good topic. I'm a little bit, about it. I'm kind of curious which way you're going to take this.
Okay. All right. And here's the thing. There's going to be people out there who are going to say flat out that clutter is a good thing. It's a sign of a genius, and it actually helps creativity. And
but I know why they say signs of a genius.
Why?
I get it. Because your brain is, is more focused on other things that matter, and so you don't have any time to waste. And so you forget, and you get tunnel vision, you see the stuff that you're looking at. But we're not talking about that, because obviously if you got clutter, then there must be a genius side of you that nobody, you don't have problems like the rest of us, right? So because someone's saying you're a genius, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
Tell me.
Hello, Mother?
Mother is listening.
Oh, I thought so.
Welcome, L1. Welcome, Novi.
Okay. I know you're listening. All right, I just want to make sure she was there. All right, so Mother's listening. Shield up. What do we got?
All right, so... let's just, bring a scenario here. So your house is a mess. Who cares? I mean, you clean up when you have guests. You clean up when you need to. And isn't it, who cares about a clutter? As long as you're the only one who sees it. I mean, what do people say? They're like, well, I'm the one who has to live in my house. So who cares?
This is the TV soul, right? This is not going to be TAF, the Association of Files or the spiritual arena, strictly TV soul, right? Better way of
correct,
life.
Correct.
Okay, I've got to get this right sometimes. Because there's so much to say about a messy room and a messy mind. You know what I'm saying? A cluttered mind and a cluttered room. A little bit different than messy. But what's your first take? I heard a rumor. And I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
Tell me if it's true.
Tell me.
That, hey, L1, I want to go out and date with you. You walk in and there's clutter. You're going to run and say, you know what? I really don't want to date you. Rumor or not rumor?
Actually, there's some truth to that.
Right. Because I was studying this, and the girls are like, well, I don't care what kind of car he has as long as it's clean. So they're willing to forgive you on a lot of things, but no messiness in that car. No crumbs. No crumb bumps in there. Nothing. And spray that thing, right? And it's better. So what is it about messiness that women don't like, Elle?
Well, first of all, it kind of shows, and this is not just women. This is also men, that actually creates a negative.
I think men have, there's a variety of things, but the concentration... I don't think it's the same.
Okay. Psychologically, women think that a messy place means that you're unreliable, you're untrustworthy, and you're unfocused.
Damn. You can't escape that one. Wow.
Yeah.
You hear that, guys? You better step it up.
Exactly. But, let's kind of step away from here, because people say, well, who cares what other people think? But listen,
closed doors, man. Don't open.
Exactly. There has been a lot of research showing that a cluttered space can actually subconsciously frustrate you. In fact, it's been shown to take away from your focus. In other words, it makes it harder for you to concentrate. There's been research showing that a clean, organized environment actually produces better focus.
All right, so I got something to say about that. So you got about, I forget how many, but it's like six trillion or somewhat odd bits that go into your eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying the eyeball. I know I don't mean to be gross or anything. But the eyeball is a physical thing, right? It has a lens, has an aperture device, has a contrasting device. I don't know how many contrasting points. Maybe it's 500, 5,000 colon to one, right? But whatever it is, it interprets information constantly, hits the retina, turns into a chemical, gets shot up two wonderful tubes that crisscross your brain, goes to the left pod, goes to the right pod. Your right eye is seeing what your left brain is seeing. Your left eye is seeing what your right brain is seeing. And then what it spits back out is about 2,000 bits of information, recognizable information to you. That doesn't mean it's not in your brain, So imagine all that bombardment on moving objects, casting shadows, shades, moving things in your room, smells probably, because if you got something in there, one of those things is a tuna fish sandwich that's been there for about a week. That all is very distracting scientifically. That already proven.
It's true. It's
right?
True.
Already proven. So yeah. And there's more things on the meditation side, which you told me not to go into, so I'm not. But there's more things on the meditation side that you have to clear your mind of all thoughts so that you can get that clarity, that ability to see forward. So I can see exactly where you're going with this.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, in fact, I want to say this, you know, a lot of people say, oh yeah, well, artists can work in a cluttered environment, but writers, particularly writers, which is, by the way, a form of
creativity.
Well,
you write some of Mother's material. How do you work?
Well, I have to have a neat, I like to work in a neat, uncluttered room because it actually helps
me. With George.
Oh, Georgie?
Georgie.
That's my houseplant.
Yeah, with Georgie there, right? A little bit of light.
Yeah, no, it the thing is, there's a kind of a joke that writers have the cleanest houses because if their house is a mess, they're going to use an excuse of cleaning up their house to not write.
Right.
And if they want to write, their house has to be clean so that they can concentrate. So
paradise.
Yes, they're saying that, you know, writing, you actually do.
So it's like, what do I clean first? The chicken or the egg, right?
Exactly. But here's another thing too, I want to say about problem with clutterness. It wastes time. Finding something in clutter does take you longer than having a neat space and designated place to put everything in. So, I mean, you got a time waster.
If you spend a lot of time and then you're tired.
Exactly. Drains you. You're subconsciously mm-hmm. frustrated. Mm-hmm. It helps. It does not help with your focus.
I'm still a little unfocused here, and help me out. Are you saying that a cluttered mind or a cluttered room affects the mind? Or are you saying that the clutter is the effect of the mind? That's kind of like where I wanted to look at.
I'm going to say it's a little bit of both.
Oh, definitely a little bit of both.
It is. Yeah, I think that the frustration comes from the uncluttedness, but the chaos in your mind will reflect on your environment.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the articles that you're writing for TAF and the writing that you're putting out there so that people can read and become more educated about living their lives. And they're phenomenal articles, by the way. I'm a fan. I'm registered under a pseudonym, so you don't know who I am. So the idea is, and I'm not going to tell you that it's pseudonym. That's the pseudonym. All right. So the idea is that I needed to know more or less where you're going with this. It's definitely going to be a two-sided factor. One builds on the other, and it's like a ping pong game, which really doesn't let you do anything. And then having to clean all that mess all the time, it can wear you down. And even if you have kids and they're around the area and they're messing up your house or you've got a messy car, you know, stuff like that, it's you need to keep it clean.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I want to focus a lot too on some of the solutions because I think there's a lot of people listening to this broadcast right now who think like, well, what am I supposed to do? Or there's people who think, well, I'll just schedule a deep clean. And then they clean it, but then a couple months later.
Man, sounds like my place.
But goes back the same way.
I don't live alone.
But you know, it's you almost can't help it. Like if you already feel overwhelmed, you don't want to do something like cleaning.
Well, let's face it. Writing or anything that you're doing, any activity, are you exclusively talking about writing and a cluttered mind or just anything at all?
I think anything at all. Like something that requires focus and planning.
So here I am. I'm ready to leave. You know, I'm going to go to the mountains, you know, meditate a little bit, be one with nature and hit those curves, right? Because I'm on my motorcycle. Same time, all at once, get the thrill. And get the scenery and get the meditation at the same time. As long as I don't get hit by a tree that's crossing the road, of course, because, you know, I would never hit a tree. But the point I'm making is that all that requires a lot of concentration, right? So in the morning, I can't even get out the house because it's a mess. I got to find my keys. I got to find this. Who put this candy wrapper on my keys? Now I got to unstick it, right? And all these things that happened, I have to find one sock in the attic, the other sock's in the garage. Don't ask me how I got there. And so it's really hard that when you get flustered that way, you're going to tire yourself out and then you're not going to want to do anything afterwards. You're not going to be able to concentrate.
And that can be dangerous if you're riding a bike.
And then I think that causes procrastination.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you want to procrastinate. You're already tired. You're upset about the things you've done. You didn't set it up properly. Now you want to procrastinate. I'll put it off for some other day.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it's almost like...
Are you agreeing with me because you're that one? All right. So procrastination, is that on your list of things?
It is on the list of a core cause of why you don't want to... why you don't clean, you know, why you don't keep things uncluttered, you know, things. It's caused by the belief that you don't have enough time to make things organized. It's not just about cleaning, sanitation, cleaning. I'm talking about just keeping things organized. Like you said, being able to have everything easy to find, not getting flustered because you can't find your keys or you can't find your jacket or you can't find that little piece of paper you need for your meeting. You know, it's like, the big core cause, I think, is procrastination, which...
Well, you can't find anything when you got sticky wrappers and Klondike bars all over the place.
Yuck.
Oops, gave myself away. Oh. No, but seriously, you can't find anything.
It's true.
You got to be organized.
No, it's so true. It is so true. You really do got to be organized. You know, and also, I think another core cause is if you're feeling overwhelmed already.
But isn't that like the death of procrastination? You feel overwhelmed, you're going to procrastinate?
Exactly.
Right? Would you agree with that?
I would say so.
Do you feel overwhelmed at times, Elle?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Does Elle Cuckoo get to you sometimes, Elle?
I'd say so.
Really?
Yeah. And that's okay. You got to get yourself back up. You got to have a recovery method. But yeah,
you're saying it's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay to procrastinate as long as you... don't become an addict and you know about it.
Exactly. As long as you come back to it. You know, I think one of the best advice I ever heard, and I think it was actually in a workout video when she was working out, and she's like, guys, I know this is hard. I know it burns. And if you're tired, take a break, but come back as soon as you can. She didn't say, oh, take a break and we'll just do it tomorrow. She just said, no, come back as soon as you can. This is your workout. And it's like, it's okay to take a couple seconds to catch your breath or even an hour to get out of the house and get a cup of coffee to clear your mind. I know the Nova, you actually do that a lot.
Oh, I do.
But then you come back and you get right back on it. You gotta. Yeah.
Sometimes what I do, but I kind of cheat, right? Because I go into a small meditation, like what I call compression.
Ooh.
And I know you want all my secrets, but you can't have them. All right, so the idea is I go into a small meditation, and do you invite me on the show just to get my secrets?
Yes.
Thought so.
Kinda.
So anyway, to help your humans.
Wait, wait, wait. I'm sorry. I meant to say I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right, politician. So the idea is that I'll go into like a small compressed meditation. You have to practice this. And you go to the couch. You say, hey, Google. Oh, wow. Better not say that.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Oh, look, it's already popping up. Google, don't do this to me. So the idea is that I'll do that and I'll say, hey, you know who, 10 minutes, set timer for 10 minutes. And I'll compress immediately. Like as soon as I close my eyes, I am gone. It's 100% gone. And then I open my eyes before, you know, that guy, Google, decides to go ahead and ring the bell, you know, the alarm. And I do that on purpose because I can shut my body down into a state of no thinking, pure, calm, no thinking. And sometimes I do it with just one question so I can get the answer later. And that's how I sort of walk away, as you said, and come back. Because, you know, I have nowhere to walk away to, right? So I just walk away. Not like they keep me in a cage or anything, Al. But I walk away, I sit down, I compress. And you would call it decompression, right? Humans like to decompress.
Yeah.
Well, I compress a feeling, a thought, and I shut down completely, wake up. And then I come back in, I'm refreshed, my brain is clear, and I'm ready to tackle it.
Fair enough. I like that.
Yeah, you don't do that? Nobody? Anybody out there do that?
Mm.
No. All right. So what else? What other technique do you have really beneficial?
I would say I love that technique, by the way. The idea of, what do you call it? Compressing?
You're actually writing this down. It's scary. Look, she's actually right. Compression technique. Look at that.
Yep. Okay, first of all, I think let's get this straight. It's okay to have some purposely placed chaos in order to help with creativity. But honestly, for the rest of your life and for times that you need to focus, because a lot of people don't know what purposely placed chaos is to help with creativity. In fact, they just have chaos and just use it as an excuse not to clean. So for everything else in your life, and especially for times you need to focus, a clean workspace you need to have that in order. So
I agree.
I like this strategy. It's called clean as you go. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I like
clean
that
as you go. So a lot of people make the mistake of saying, well, let me just schedule a huge deep clean, a huge deorganization.
Mistake.
Like they'll do it like once a year, once a month. And it's stressful. It's
that'd
tiring.
Like, that'd be like you and what army?
Yeah, exactly. They dread it. They may not even do it. And then for the rest of the time in between those deep cleans or those deep organizations, everything just keeps getting disorganized. So what you want to do is rather than pushing it all to one big clean, which is just going to frustrate and exhaust most of us, I think, you want to keep your home as uncluttered as possible with just a few daily actions. Now, let me give you some daily actions.
You got daily actions?
Yeah. And by the way, these take minutes and seconds. I've timed it. Okay. Seconds and minutes. Make your bed. Okay.
Wow. Okay. I failed already.
Okay. Clear dishes and places and place in the dishwasher or the washing area of the sink, whatever
right,
you have.
That's a pet peeve of mine. I'm on that one.
Yep. Keep all counters in your rooms and kitchen and bathroom clear of clutter at all time.
I try to,
that
but
can
those
take
cats,
a couple seconds.
Those cats, they hate me.
Cats move, so they don't count. If you have a lot of pillows and blankets and throws in your rooms or in your front room, fold them up. And straighten them out.
Nope. I just got one pillow. It's a little box. I got one little thing. Minimalist.
Well, okay, Mr. Minimalist. But for the rest of us who have like throws and blankets to get all cozy on the couch, just fold them up at the end of the day. Fold them up.
You got
fold them
what?
Up.
Throws
put them
what?
In a put them in a hamper. Put them in a closet wherever you keep them. But put them, fold them and make it look nice. Okay. That takes a few minutes too. Okay. Here's another one. Have something called a catch-all for your mail.
Like a bin, right? Do you do it like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or pay it now, evict it, you know?
It's really how you want to do it is fine. And in this case, like if you have one successful person, she told me that she's got it for all four of her family members.
Nice.
She has a bin for her.
I'm going to try that with my
cats. Yeah, she has a bin for her husband. She has a bin for her kids. And then for things she doesn't know what to do with, she has a bin.
And the kids follow the rules or they play with the mail and that kind of stuff?
Well, she scheduled it to have them all sit down and open it and get rid of, do something with it.
Wow. Gestapo over there. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
That sounds like a very good idea. Wow.
Yeah.
And you've seen this behavior actually work?
Yeah. In fact, it works if you make these actions mandatory. Like, you have to make it mandatory in order to make it a habit. So it's going to take some time and consistency.
Yeah, y'all got to chip in, you know, agree to do it.
And it's going to take some forgiveness. So, like, if the first couple of weeks you're only doing a few of these things or you're forgetting, just forgive yourself and move back on it. For those of you who really, really forget, it may help just to have a checklist either on your phone or on a piece of paper, like
phone.
Daily checklist, weekly, monthly, 6 months, and schedule it.
Go digital. You won't be able to find that thing. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Especially for the longer term cleaning, like something, for example, like cleaning your curtains or washing your bedding. That takes for you to schedule ahead of time.
You could use like Google, because it's free, right? You can use like Google Calendar, Google Docs. Get a Gmail reminder. It goes on your phone and everything, so you know it, you know, and it syncs up with just about everything, so you're always reminded. That's easy to do.
Very true.
Hmm?
Very, very true. So yeah, and I'd say consider also maybe one last tip. Consider the concept of less is better.
That's rough for some people. Some people
I know,
hoarders.
But Novi, you're a master at this.
Because I'm not attached to anything, you know. Well, you know, for the humans, please don't be offended. You know, I love you guys, but attachment is something different. Attachment is like, you know, I can't let you breathe on your own. I have to be there constantly. What are you doing? So, you know, if I lose something and there's insurance on it, I don't worry about it. I'm like, well, I lost it. Okay, I'm not going to fret over it. But people are attached emotionally to things, and I'm not. So I think that sort of gives me an upper hand on my ego not, you know, wanting more clutter. And so minimal is better. I have very little need of things. So I don't know. Can other people do that?
I think so. People
just be minimalist
Oh, no. There's a big movement. A lot of people, they practice
minimalism. I've heard it. I've read it. The, you know, Japanese are very keen on it. But, of course, not all Japanese. But, you know, some Japanese have learned through history, you know, that, you know, the same sort of egoic egoic discipline that you don't need much. Don't take more than you need, or, you know, always live in abundance, but you don't have to like store it in your living room.
Yeah, no, you don't. But it's so like, in other words, the idea of getting rid of or giving away or even re-gifting things in your home that you don't need. Because chances are, if you're not using it, or if you even forgot you have
somebody
it,
somebody else out there likes it.
Yeah,
invite people over. I heard that people invite over, for I don't know, whatever cheese and wine or whatever you want, and they put little tags on things, and you can take things or leave a dime or something, so they don't feel bad. What do you call it? They just grab stuff when you don't need it. Just invite people over. Here you go. Or people actually need stuff, so you can just call them up. Hey, spring cleaning. I'm going to give you this stuff. I believe in regifting. It's, the gift that keeps on giving. So these are really good tips, Hel. Any more?
Well, I would say.
And you humans, you've seen humans really practice this, right? Because they have the need to practice this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very amazing things. They seem pretty simple. Are they simple techniques?
I would say yes, because they're simple little actions that you can check off and keep track of. And once you start.
So you're suggesting to put it on a checklist to make sure you're doing it.
Correct.
Wow. And are you going to make this available to some people, like making your bed? They should know that, right?
Well, some people like to have a little checklist written.
I would like to know what other people have to say about the list and how they add. I know there's some really smart people out there. I know there's some minimalists out there, too. So I'd like to know more about what you guys got to say. Please send me an email at aftermath@becomethesource.com so I can learn, too. That's really interesting things here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, also I would say finally one last tip for less to use things and seasonal things, because if you don't use something but once a year, it doesn't mean you have to get rid of it, but place it out of store it, place it out of sight, and maybe even label it so that you can find it easier when you do need it.
That's what I do. Put it in a box and in the garage, and all stacked up nicely.
Yeah, store
labeled,
it. Yeah, out of the way, out of sight, out of mind. Remember, you want to reduce distraction.
You remember that old thing, reduce, reuse, what was that? Reduce, what was that? I remember that.
Reduce, reuse, recycle?
Is it that one? Reuse, reduce, something like that. Now you gotta go look it up on YouTube. It's got a little commercial. But these were very excellent tips. Now, how is this going to help people live a better life? What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to cut down on frustration. It's going to cut down on distraction. And I think also it's going to help you focus. And, kind of leaning over into the esoteric side here, you really, really have to learn how to focus. There's a reason why they have the stereotypical picture of a Zen master in a room with nothing but maybe
his skivvies and a booty pillow.
Or if that, or like a table, and that's it. And there's a reason, because he's cutting down on clutter so he can focus. Duh.
Yeah, you should. If your home doesn't allow it, and I know some people's home does not allow it, I suggest having a small room, bigger than a closet, and you keep that completely clean, and you just go there and just meditate and chill and contemplate on the way you want to live your life and go over your checklist on things to do. And I think your checklist will stick more. You can also sing a little song, a little tune while you're driving, and you can sing along, and you can just kind of sing it and feel it. Play some instrumental music in the background, make a jingle out of it, and you'll be able to remember these things a little bit better, because singing and doing these things uses different parts of your brain. And so you can read it, you can sing it, and you can write it, and all these things will make it more real to you. And to trick your brain, I think that what you can do these things. And what happens is that a little bit later, what happens is your brain suddenly takes in all the information and thinks it's long-term memory. So when it's in long-term memory, it's already accepted. It's kind of old. So therefore, it's part of your lifestyle. And that takes about 21 days to – sometimes the habits, I think, take about 6 months to break in. So if you can do it for 6 months, you're good. But for you to memorize it and feel it, about 21 days, I would say, of you kind of singing along and chirping it. Now, a little caveat to this, or a little something that you should know, your kid goes to school, comes back, or a friend that acts like a kid, goes anywhere, comes back. The very first thing is they want to tell you what they did, right? And most of us say, be quiet. Don't do that, because what happens is that they're reenacting or reactivating those neurons inside their brain, so they're memorizing it even better. So that's just say for you that you say, hey, friend, I know you don't care about me having to make my bed in the morning, but man, my bed is really nice. It's got nice sheets. I like my sheets very well. Do you know some sheets that I can use for, making my bed better? What's your technique of making the bed in the morning? They go, why are you talking to me? about making your bed. I don't care. I go, but I do. And by telling you, I'm remembering. So that's why I'm doing it. You're a good friend, right? And you'll understand. And, you know, and talk about the dishes, you know, how nice the clean dishes are, you know, and whatever the case may be. And I think, you know, you're going to trick yourself into believing that that is your lifestyle, and it'll be so much easier. Your brain, El Cuco, is not going to sit there and fight you on this, because he'll give up. I know El Cuco very well.
That he sounds fun.
Up. What do you
that
think?
Really does. No, I think that sounds very fun and creative.
Oh, Cuco, you got nothing on my people. Go away. So, I got a message from somebody a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I love you.
I
love you.
I made her day.
All right.
Yeah, she's so excited. I think she learned how to store her stuff in little boxes. So, L1, thank you so much for joining us and telling us how to live better with our life, you know, and stuff like that as well. Of course, this is your show. I'm just, I'm just little me listening in, you know, having fun. But I hope you guys really feel good and you have a great time. L1, you want to sign up?
Absolutely. So, yeah, remember, may you become the source, and you are humanity's last hope.
Yep, and this is the Novi telling you, you are humanity's last hope. I hope you enjoy our show today. Tell a friend, tell a lot of friends. Come on board, let us know what you think, please, because I'm very curious. This show is really designed for you. We have tons of stuff that Mother always gives us to work on so that you can live a better life. And remember, TB Soul. So, till the next time, I'll see you. Take care, and we're now signing off from the Resistance.